Hello there. Here we are at Addis Stana at the start of the International Council 2016. I'm Dasani and I'm here with Viveka.
Hello, world.
Hi there. So I happen to be the chair of the Glasgow Buddhist Centre and Viveka happens to be the chair at
the San Francisco Buddhist Centre.
Yep. So Viveka is here for this meeting. And how long have you been involved with the International Council?
I was there at our first meeting in 2011.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great. And that was in the UK?
It was. We were borrowing the Padmaloka Retreat Centre. And since then, we've met in India and at Addis Stana.
So we're recording at Addis Stana today, and we're going to be covering the International Council throughout the week. And the meeting really starts tonight, doesn't it? This is just beings coming in, flying in from all quarters.
Yeah, I've been here for 2 days, and it's nice seeing people really come in from Australia, from India, from the US.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's right. So it's definitely the international flavour has been flavouring the pot right from the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just remind us, Viveka, what parts of the world are coming together for this meeting?
Yep. So we have folks from India. We have 6 people from India. We have folks from the Spanish-speaking world, which encompasses everything from Spain to Mexico. And there's some folks we know down further in South America that is in that region.
Yeah, so that's an interesting way of calling a region, isn't it? We're going by language there.
Yeah, I think they actually landed on that name for themselves after a few tries of different things. We have North America, which we fully acknowledge technically includes Mexico, but Mexico has graciously said, instead of calling yourself U.S. Canada, why don't you go with North America? the U.K. and Ireland, and New Zealand and Australia as a region, an area. And then mainland Europe, which has another 6 people with a lot of different languages in that group as well. And we have a few other people from a steering group, so 42 people total. Mm. And we have 5 guests that are going to be here the whole time, including Chandradasa from the whole Buddhist Center Online, Free Buddhist Audio world.
And you'll be hearing more from Chandradasa. He's going to be masterminding the media coverage for us over the next day. So you'll hear every day we'll have a little podcast or video just giving us a bit of a précis of the meeting and hearing some of the voices and really getting a sense of the scope internationally of this meeting, and also particularly of the work and the conversations. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't want to do like a whole here's a full précis of the meeting, because I think let's have a little teaser trailer to start with. Viveka, what would be a couple of highlights in terms of what's on the program? So looking at how Tri Ratna is developing worldwide, what's a couple of highlights?
Yeah, so we're going to have 2 days devoted to broader themes. So one of those will be transforming world, and that ties in a little bit with the convention theme this year as well, revisiting some of Sangharaksha's early talks on that theme. Mm.
The order conventions here later in the month.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll be looking at issues. Well, first of all, really looking at broadly, what is the connection between our practice and our considerable strengths that we have to offer the world and meeting the world and its issues. So issues like climate change and the rise in intolerance we're seeing recently in Islamophobia, addressing issues like racism. And also we'll hear about Ambedkar social change theory in India, which will be really educational for all of us.
Yeah.
And then another big day will be on how we are teaching and training teachers in Tri Ratna.
Oh, yeah. Because there's just always a lot of interest in that, isn't there? When we engage people in talking about how they come across the movement and in Buddhist centres and retreat centres, so urban situations and also more intensive retreat situations in rural retreats, just the whole sense of us really caring about how we share the Dharma and teaching is such a key part of, it's been such a key part of Bhante's vision to share the Dharma effectively and broadly and deeply.
Yeah, and the two topics are related in some ways, because when we surveyed folks for themes they'd want to cover in this meeting, both of these themes came up quite strongly across the world.
Yeah.
And with teacher training and what we teach, it is also related to the world context we're in today. Mm-hmm. So it's both deep tradition and making sure we stay deeply grounded in the Dharma as we have it transmitted to us from Bhante, mm-hmm. and also just how to meet people in the world with what they're facing and mm-hmm. how they need the Dharma.
And that was in a way Bhante's core mission when he founded the order and movement.
Yeah, it's interesting. Sometimes you listen to the old recordings and he's very much speaking to the issues of the time, uh-huh. you know. So yeah. It's interesting to think about how we would have these kind of conversations ourselves as the world evolves and issues change.
That's right. I'm just thinking of that really early material Buddhism and world peace, you know, and here we are 50 years later.
Yeah, and extremely relevant. Yeah, and with all the interest in mindfulness, it feels like we can bring in an ethical dimension to that.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thanks, Viveka. Thank you very much for getting to be our first voice on the International Council.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll hear from you again. And thanks very much for listening, folks. And we'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Bye.